If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Can confess something of God, but believe something of the devil. That's why James said you can't be dipsukos, double-minded. You confess God, but you believe the worst. So how do we eliminate that? Romans 10 says that faith cometh, it continues to come by hearing. What you need to do, you need to hear the word of God on an ongoing or regular basis until it replaces your negative thinking that comes by your socialization. Every one of us was born into a world full of negativity. It caused us to think negative about ourselves. It caused us to believe the worst in ourselves. And especially those of us of this persuasion, us Hamites, we definitely believe the worst. We are self-abusing. We put ourselves down. We don't see ourselves as models of God's grace. We put ourselves down and we put our children down and they pass that baton to their children. Well, at some point, beloved, that pattern of behavior has to stop. And so Paul tries to create a new environment by saying those that are in Christ Jesus are new creatures. How many new creatures are in here today? All right. Now, maybe you're not sure, and it's okay if you're not sure. Maybe you're saying, I'm not sure what that means to be a new creature. Being a new creature doesn't mean that you don't bring with you your mess. That's not what being a new creature means. Being a new creature doesn't mean that you don't bring generational curses with you. It means that as you grow in your new status, you begin to divorce yourself once they're exposed to you. Because secretly they've been controlling you. But now that you see it, Paul says you're a new creature. You say, hold it. This thing can't have authority over me anymore because I identify it. I rid myself of it. And most importantly, I replace it. Amen. Instead of complaining and whining, I sing praise now. Instead of backbiting and gossiping, I give thanks out my mouth. Instead of looking at the problem, I start asking God for the solution. Why? I'm a new creature, which means I do things that are new. I say new things. I walk in new places. I have new friends. I have new associates. I have new goals. I push past the limitations of my fallen nature. Why? Faith is the substance of what I hope for. So now let's move forward. Faith has nothing to do with the accumulation of things. Get that out of your mind. Get that out of your mind. Don't pay any attention to these prosperity teachers who tell you to use faith to get stuff. You ought to have a $1 million house. Well, if you're making $2 million, then buy the $1 million house. But if you're only making $35,000, stick with where you can afford. All right? Chris Rock says you should everybody ought to have a prenup. He said if you're making $3 million a year and you divorce, she gets $1.5 million. He said, but if you're only making $30,000, she get $15,000, and you left with $15,000. He said, everybody ought to have a prenup. You ought to have a spiritual prenup. You ought to tell the devil, everything that I have after Christ, you can't touch. But everything that I was before Christ, you can touch, because that was before Christ. But now that I'm in Christ, you can't touch my joy. You can't touch my peace. We got a prenup. The prenup says, I am now in Christ, and you can't touch anything that came to me once I became a Christian. See, you had rights to that other stuff, but you don't have rights to this life. Even my money can't be touched by you, because it belongs belongs to God. My lungs belong to God, so there'll be no more nicotine. My body belongs to God, so there'll be no more lending it out to the world. My mind belongs to God, so there'll be no more negative thoughts. My mouth belongs to God, so there'll be no more negative speech. I belong to God, so there'll be no more bondage. Hallelujah. Who's with me? All right. Now we're about to cross over into the realm of supernatural possibility, but we all have to go. We can't leave anybody behind. The code of the SEALs and the Marines, we don't leave anybody behind. If you die in the Army, they just leave you to rot. The Air Force, you fall out of a plane, but we don't leave you behind. Tell your neighbor, I ain't gonna leave you behind. Tell them I'm about to go into a place of spiritual significance, and I do not think it would be appropriate for me to leave you behind. Tell them that. You think I'm kidding? I'm telling you what God said. Here's what the Lord said to me this morning when I'm preparing in my mind for this message. He said, tell my people, just go for it. I said, what do you mean, just go for it? He said, you know what I mean. Just tell them, just go for it. You've been trying everything else. You've been trying to be sadiddy. You've been trying to be sophisticated. You've been trying to think you believe God. God said, just believe me and go for it. Just step on out. Just go for it. And believe me to. Hallelujah. What is faith? The substance. 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 Now I need you to go with me now. Oh, glory. This is pretty darn good. This is, go to Jeremiah. 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 Hurry up and go. Just turn to the table of contents. I don't have time to wait for you to let the Spirit show you where it is. It's right after Isaiah. But you need some help for finding Isaiah. Go to the table of contents. Find it. In Jeremiah chapter 32. Listen to what it says. Woo, glory. Jeremiah 32. Now, I'm going to read a couple of passages, but I need to read the 27th verse first before I go back and read the 17th verse, because this is a revelation of God by Jeremiah, a prophet that was in Babylonian captivity, who was given to the people by God to give them hope while they're in captivity. He's prophesying during the reign of Zedekiah, who has missed God and could not grasp the purpose of God. So he enters into an unholy alliance with the Babylonians, and the Babylonian king has this man's eyes put out because he's not doing what God wants him to do. And so Jeremiah now has the awesome task of warning them about the captivity, encouraging them in the captivity, and letting them know that it won't be forever. He starts that great teaching in chapter 29. You're going to be in captivity for 70 years, but when you're there, while you're there, build houses, get married, and have children. Only God can tell you to prepare for increase while you're going through. Somebody needs to hear this. Your job is on the line. And see, while the devil has you thinking and holding on to your little job, God's got something great. You're holding on to it because faith has not taught you how to prosper during difficult times. You better learn the principle of prosperity during difficult times, because if you, the Christian, don't know how to prosper during difficult times, you're going to be frustrated, because I'm here to tell you the world is going to get worse. It is going to get worse. But you and I have received the promise that we are going to get better. So you better start asking God now. Get your ducks in a row right now, because some of you are going to get a pink slip. But I'm here to tell you, when the world gives you a pink slip, God gives you a white slip. He says, I want you to know you're all right with me. He said, I took you off that job to show you how great I am. Every one of us will have a brook Kereth that dries up. Every one of us will have a situation that dies on the vine. But the God that we serve is identified in Jeremiah chapter 32. Lord, help me here. Somebody ought to dance. Jeremiah 32, verse 26. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Say this with me. Ready? Go. Is. Look at the question. First comes the revelation of who he is. The King James doesn't do justice to the text. He's saying here, I, the Elohim, the self-existent, not needing anybody else, the God who makes something out of nothing. I am the righteous one, the one who doesn't need anybody to do anything in order to validate my existence. I am the Elohim. I, the Lord, my God. Then he says, the God, the Yahweh of all flesh. I am the Jehovah. I am so vast in my Jehovah experience that I have over 17 Jehovah titles. I am so big that I fit every one of your needs. If you're sick, I'm Jehovah Rapha. I heal you. If you're fearful, I'm Jehovah Nissi. I protect you. I am Jehovah, your righteousness, to sit canoe. So when the devil tells you, you ain't saved, connect with me. I'm your righteousness. I am the Elohim, the God of all flesh. Somebody in here right now is not saved, and you think that the devil is your God. That's a lie. God is the God of the devil. Satan can't call him Father, but he gonna call Jesus Lord. And I want to seat front row center when they bring that lying scalawag who told you that Jesus was not Lord. When they bring Muhammad, when they bring Buddha, when they bring Confucius and Aristotle and Socrates and Plato, and every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess, Elijah Muhammad will bow to Jesus, and the Pope will bow to Jesus, the head of every denomination will bow to Jesus, for God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.